Welcome to the latest episode of Easy with Francesi. Today we're going to hear from Richard, going to hear from myself. We're also going to do a deep dive discussion. It is a training talk as well on a long distant world away where runners just ran. They didn't have to think too much. A world where there was running without Strava. We're going to come up to that. But first, going to hear from Richard. How are you doing, Richard?
I'm doing well, thanks, Damien. Yeah, I'm doing well.
What's happening in your world?
At least in my exercise running slash gym world, a moderate amount. So, my goal is to do a chin up, and I'm making progress towards this goal.
Yes. How far, where are you
Well,
in that?
I've moved from the cable and the actual lateral pull down machine
Okay.
to the assisted chin up machine, because the amount of assistance that the machine gave was not enough at the beginning of my journey. And now I can now I'm actually yeah my I'm doing I'm using assistance, but I'm not using the whole stack. So
Okay.
yeah, I'm getting 95 pounds of assistance, which means technically, if I was still running whatever 80 miles a week, blah blah blah, I could probably do a chin up. But
Yeah,
anyway.
well, it's good. Well, it's another thing to,
Hey, it's
give you
progress.
focus on. Yeah, exactly.
No, yeah. So I spent most of my time these last 2 weeks in the gym, and when I go to the gym, I do about 10 minute warm up. I do weights and I do a warm down, and then about every third time I would do an actual session. So if I go back to 2 weeks ago, Monday, so nearly 2 weeks ago, I did 6 by 2 minutes on the off 2 minutes on the bike. So just an actual bike session, then I did some upper body weights afterwards. Then the Tuesday, the Wednesday, I was in the gym as well doing legs and arms, and I rested Thursday. I went back to the gym on Friday, did more weights. Saturday, I did a lot of walking and then some upper body weights. Monday, I was back in the gym, and yesterday I was also in the gym. I took a few days off last week. I just did some exercises at home, some planks,
Okay.
some press ups, just at the house rather than leaving the house. But yesterday, yeah, I went and did some steps and a lot of I did a hard set of upper body stuff. My body is changing
Okay.
slowly, which has been good. I'm getting a bit leaner, even if I'm not getting any lighter. And I'm definitely a lot stronger. So
Okay.
some of the things I'm doing in the gym are really helping me. Like, I'm doing some remedial stuff for running. So when I go and warm down, I sometimes put some running in on the warm down.
Okay.
And the good thing there is I'm able to run at about 7:30 pace without any problems.
Okay.
So I'm not, it's not like I've given up on running, but I'm just starting to realize that it's better for me in just like day-to-day life to be physically stronger
Yeah.
from like gym work. And also it means I do core work. So the exercise I'm doing that's aerobic is cycling, it's walking, it's occasionally steps, and sometimes it's running as a warm down, or very rarely a warm up, but usually as a warm down. So
So
yeah, probably about more than half the week I've been doing some steady exercise. I'm looking here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, just over half the week.
I guess keeping the body strong is a great way to then prepare yourself for any increase in running at having that the foundation of strength. But what's the goal then? Is it to just maintain the routine then? You gotta
Well,
Can you
one of
remind us?
my most well-defined goal is to do a chin up
Okay. All right.
unassisted chin up, and I think part of that means I'm gonna have to lose some weight. That'll make life a lot easier,
Absolutely.
but also it's still just process oriented. It's to try and keep on this whole most days I'm exercising, so across a 2 week period. It's a minimum of 8 days,
Okay.
and I'm kind of borderline on that. And I think from there, I choose to do gym. I choose to do some like bike session. I did like a last time we spoke, I think I did a running session, like 10 by a minute on this machine. So, that comes in naturally. I'm not worried about that. And really just to get through the winter, physically strong enough. It's not as well defined, but I did look at 5,000 meter races in and around Tennessee, but quite frankly, I either don't know enough about how to find races, or it really is as dire as it looks. There's no real infrastructure here, as far as I'm concerned, relative to the UK for athletes who don't run at college.
Outside the collegiate system, that's kind of hard if you're out in the loop as well. But I think the key thing you said there as well is about lean, lean mass as well. So if you don't necessarily have to lose weight so much, but if you feel like you're more defined, then that's a great way to look at things as well. And it will help your running and your pull-ups there. Okay, good stuff, Richard.
Yeah, how about how are things with Damien? You've just been
Ticking over pretty well. If we start from the week, so I've managed close to 5 hours of running. This week was the most I've run since I've returned to regular running. Last week I did a well, I actually did a park run, and I'll get excuses in now. It was minus one, and it yeah it was it's not a, it's very, basically isn't it, there's no flat part of the course, so that you're going, but there's two big hills in each lap, and then you're actually running downhill turning. So they say it's about 45 seconds to a minute off for a flat park run. So I did 17:02, which is about probably where I'm at, so roughly 16-ish. I got there a bit late, so that's my another excuse. I did two strides. That was poor timekeeping from me. So maybe when you get out of the habit of racing or doing anything competitive, where you just forget or just get slapped with these things. So, but no harm done. I had a bit of soreness the next 2 days. But pretty much my steady runs of, well, 45, 50 minutes, all a lot of it off road, undulating. And within that, there's a fair bit of climbing. So there's quite a bit of change of effort. Strength, keeping the gym work up to at least 2 times a week. So that's been good. This week, I've had a bit of sort of issues with my calf, a little bit, not the Achilles, which is good. And then, I actually, because it snowed pretty heavily the last couple of days, so I had to get my off-road trail shoes on. And they're quite a low drop, so I really was forced to wear them yesterday during a session. So it was a bit risky, but they were fine today. So that's a good sign that Achilles is in good shape. And as you know, it was quite hard to run quickly on a slippery surface. So I decided to after two, I was doing basically did a session of 10 by 2 minutes off a minute. The minute was either an easy or float, whatever I felt like. But I found after the first two, there wasn't enough traction, so I just chose to go off in the woods. It was undulating, and my heart rate was going up more. So that was a good session. And today, ran basically all in the snow, undulating about 65 minutes. So pretty good. So I've strung together a couple of good weeks, cross training when I can. But a little problem with my glute and hip. So I'm just going to, I think I, yeah, maybe just tweak something, but it's not. It's a like a 2 out of 10 when I'm walking around and don't feel anything when I run. So I think I'll just keep an eye on it for a few days. Should be okay. Yeah, so
So,
look. Yes.
when's the last time you ran over an hour?
Oh yes, sorry. So last week I aimed to yeah, so I was actually aimed to run about 65, 70 minutes. I took a few wrong turns. That was really cold. That was about minus six. It was so cold. The wind as well, so that was 80 minutes, so that was a bit too long post but there was no no damage. It was just I was quite tired from that, so it was last week and today. Other than that, it's been, I mean, I've got 50 55 a few times, But I think I'm working quite well off one run a day. I did do two short runs on Monday, and I found the problem there is it's so cold, it's taken me 10 minutes to warm up. I'm not really running. Yeah, it's almost like a waste of time. So I feel unless I can't get at least a 45-minute run in the morning, until I get to stage where I could, I'm comfortable running 80 to 90 minutes in one day. So that could be as fixing a 30 or a 50 and a 40, something like that. I'll wait because it's not worth the time. By the time I warm up, the run's finished. But
So
yeah.
how long will the weather be like this? Because it sounds like you have to be pragmatic as well.
Yeah, you just have to be quite flexible. So, I mean, the thing is, you can always run, whether it's on the road or there's always somewhere to run. It's just not as, I may not be able to get as much undulations in. It'll be like this till March, but on and off. So it can snow a bit, it can drop, it can snow a bit. So, for instance, it snowed on middle of the week. So then a lot of black ice on Wednesday, Thursday. So I could not get on the track on Wednesday. And then Thursday, it was clear. So I was able to do just strides on the track. So the temperature went up and down that quickly. So yeah, it's just being quiet. There's an indoor track I can use as well, but it's not always available. So I have to be a bit careful with how you get on that. So yeah, it's going well. Just gotta keep on top of the conditioning and not step the running up too much just to allow my body to adapt gradually. Cool. Okay, so we're gonna go on to the deep dive training talk. And this is like it feels like we're going back in time here. Maybe what 20 years ago, there's no Strava. He went for a run with a basic stopwatch. There's no GPS, just went for a run. And that was it. But Richard, what do you think about the world without Strava?
I was pretty easy, really. I was young too.
Yeah.
Oh, I was young.
You were young.
It's
You were young once, yeah.
funny, actually. I mean, I've always run to time. I've never thought I want to do a 4 mile run, I want to do a 6 mile run. I've thought I want to do half an hour, I want to do 45 minutes. And I know from experience of my life before Strava, because really the entire time I was training seriously and competing was before, that kind of social media element or well, I don't want to say Strava social media, but I didn't use Strava at all. So I would go for the same run on a Wednesday and a Monday, and it would be 10 minute. It'd be like 1 hour and 10, or 1 hour and 5, or 1 hour and 2. Obviously I would still do loops because the loop would be like my 1 hour and 10 loop, and I would just add on as needed. But there was no. I mean, I sometimes used GPS with like this pedometer, but it was rubbish. And it was so annoying to put it on the shoe that I didn't use it.
A
So
pedometer, wow. Okay,
I
that'll
know, right?
take me
I
back,
know,
yeah.
right? Yeah. So I think that obviously it's hard to kind of relate to training seriously with Strava, but I've always felt it's added more things to worry about and more things to record, which, to be fair, just takes away from getting on with the training. I found it reasonably difficult to stay motivated when everything's on Strava. So I very rarely use it, and I don't even edit anything with a title anymore. And when I'm seriously training, I still use a training diary. I still buy one each year. They're just all empty.
The intention is there. The intention is there. Yeah.
Well, exactly. Yeah, it
Yeah.
is, and it's certainly not something anyone else will see. So that's never. If Strava was like private for everybody, and no one could see anyone else's training, yeah, it'd just be a training diary, wouldn't it? And I think that's much easier for me to kind of comprehend. But and also, yeah, it was a lot easier without. Oh, I did 3.75 miles, not four. Oh no! Oh, if I have some level of what's the word? OCD that I probably had in some way before, then it's just soul destroying.
Don't all runners
I mean, yeah, maybe
in some
it's just,
way, yeah.
just yeah, some like to record stuff, be systematic. Yeah, easier is the short
Yeah,
answer.
absolutely. I agree with a lot of what you said. I think like, I've written down a few things. That distraction is the one thing. It's comparing to others, and quite often, yeah, things can be out of context. So an example could be, I know some athletes have put down, they do a track session, and it doesn't go well. They'll change the session from a track session to steady run. So it's, you know, it looks impressive. But it isn't, because but yeah, I think also just yeah, especially if you're not using heart rate, then a run can look very impressive, but you don't know the yeah what the backstory to that, how the person's feeling, how hard they worked. I think yeah, distractions are so true. Like just going for a run using a stopwatch, and I don't use, I do use Strava, and I can get distracted by it. So I don't really, again, I don't edit much. I just put it on. And often I use it just out of interest to see what elevation is sometimes, just to see what the, you know, and also you can, like, especially when you go into new places, it's good for finding new routes. But I think like the obsession with recording things to like a finite, you know, the absolute x nth degree in terms of a, yeah, just I use a training diary on online when it used to be written, and I put stuff in, and it's there for me to see as a, you know, where the pro where my progress is, and what I've done previously. But yeah, there is such an over an analysis of Strava and an obsession with what others are doing and how you compare with others, and it can take away, as you said, the focus away from just training.
So I completely support reflecting on training, you know. So that means, you know, writing down something somewhere, whether it's online, whether it's in Strava, whether it's in a training diary, like a paper version, and having some sort of what how did it feel, what did I do? So I'm all for recording things that are useful. And I use the word useful on purpose, right? Because elevation change, who really cares? Like, really,
Yeah.
you know, even heart rate,
Fair
who
enough.
cares? Because you
Yeah.
do the run anyway, right? You're not giving, you know, you might look back in 2 years and go, oh, my heart rate was 154 for that run. And it was 151 for that run about a month before. But then, you know, all the reasons for that could be unknown. So there's lots of data that's collected, but a lot of it is just noise. So that's one thing. But the other thing that, I have found just odd is I would never show my training diary to people. So, you know, if Strava was a training diary, which it kind of is, you know, but you don't, is he, it, you have to go in and write in something.
Yeah.
It's like, so you can do it in all the ways I think of reflecting on training. But then someone comments, I'm like, what? I mean, you could, I'm sure you could probably turn off comments, but again, that just makes it more complicated. It's like now you're having to adjust things. So it and I think that there was a beauty running without even GPS to come back to say it's just training, and then you move on with the rest of your day, and you come back to training and you do what's necessary because it's a lot of energy spent thinking about running if you're serious about it anyway. You can't avoid it, right? It's something that's always present. But if it's inflated to include other people's opinions, whether they're good or bad, right? It doesn't matter what the opinions are, just other people's opinions. It's just taking you in one direction or the other direction. And it what did someone say to me recently? Something of the sentiment was oh, well,
Everything.
I get to choose who I give my thoughts and ideas to. I don't have to give it to everybody. And of course, you can have connections, but we all know in practice that's not how social platforms work. You know, always the more the merrier, not quality.
So that we have a balanced argument, I could be devil's advocate here. So that we have a balanced argument,
Really?
okay.
Okay, yeah.
Let's try for one. So if you think the world without Strava, if there is a world without Strava, and I think it's different for us because we can compare, but for those that couldn't compare, They may rely. How many runners rely on Strava for to motivate themselves to run? Is it good for getting people out when they weren't going to get out and see your friend during COVID? Maybe there is an aspect of Strava that is good and good, healthy in some way. And I think we can talk from being quite self-motivated, competitive, having a goal, and when we run, we run. We just get disciplined, you get the run done. When if we take it, strip it back, and maybe the newer athlete, the newer runner, the younger runner that maybe doesn't have that determination yet, this could be a way to encourage them to train. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. Maybe they should, without Strava, they just find a way. And if they didn't, then maybe they weren't cut out for the sport. But yeah, it's yeah. I thought I'd throw in there a little bit of
Yeah,
balance.
okay. Let's yeah, I mean you could look at it as a form of self-expression, you know. You want to run, fine, but also you want to express yourself as an athlete, so you write something and you share it. And without Strava, you just have to share that with your teammates or
Yes.
your running mates who you
Yeah.
see every couple of days. I'm not going to comment on what's healthy or not on that. It's just a case of like any social platform. You have a way to express yourself, right? Which I think is sometimes, you know, a lot of what people are doing with athletes, right? They just express themselves in different ways. I'm coming at it firmly from a what helps me be a more competitive athlete. That's only one way to come at this, right? I know from being younger and even now, there are people who would go down to train and their motivation was not to run fast, it was to see their friends. You know, and it was that as adults as well as kids, you know, it's not like it's a that's only there's only a certain time when you have the motivation. There are I go to this club on a Wednesday sometimes. There are still people there who go there and want the connection
Social,
with others.
but I think yeah, it would be interesting to if more runners did kind of take a pause from Strava and see how it affected their running, because I think it is distraction. You can start comparing yourself, and it takes away from the purity of training and racing and running, as it was back in the day. Stop, watch, run, just done. Go for a run. Time.
Well, I mean,
6 minute
I
run.
will say that there's a lot of times I ran with people, and the only context I would really see them would be training, be running, you know. But when I did see them, it was we it was quality, like is it not quality training, like quality interactions. Yeah, balance is good.
No,
I was ra I was ranting.
it's okay. We can rant. We're entitled to rant. Okay, Richard. Well, let's see what happens with the world of Strava. How will it evolve over the next 20 years? Won't that be interesting to see? Will everyone be on it? Okay, great to hear from you, Richard. Hope that you can get closer to that full pull up, push pull up, yep. And pull up, pull up, pull up, pull up. Okay, all right. Take care.
Thanks. Bye.